Are you still talking about football?
Yeah, football. NFC.
North.
Then let's talk football.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Headed North, an NFC North podcast, and I'm your host, D-Tron. And right at the top of this episode, I am going to get the spicy stuff out of the way. First, Caleb Williams is going number one overall, even though he's not the best quarterback in this draft. J.J. McCarthy will likely get drafted before Bo Nix, and the best receiver in this draft will probably be taken at number 9. All right, you listening? Now that all of that is out of the way, let me tell you about what we're going to be discussing on today's show. I'm going to tell you about who I believe each of the four teams in the NFC North will be drafting in their first round. I'm also going to be talking a bit about their needs. So what are the positions that each of the teams still need to shore up and why that's going to influence who they draft in the first round? As always, if you have listened to the show before, thank you very much. If you haven't, thank you for finding us. Be sure to share, like us, leave us a comment, interact with us. At the end of the show, I'm actually going to put up my first round mock draft on our Instagram, and you'll also be able to see it if you are on the YouTube channel. That way you can engage with me. I'd love to explore these topics a bit more, but today's episode, I'm going to try to keep it concise for you. So we're going to jump off with the Chicago Bears, since they will be selecting first overall, and that's what we're going to talk about. So I got up on my big board here the needs that the Chicago Bears have. Now, a bit of this is from watching the team. Some of this is from Sharp Football Focus. There's a lot of sources that I sort of pulled to get a really good consensus on where they still have issues. So top of the list, of course, is quarterback. Everybody knows it's going to be the Caleb Williams show. They've been painting him like the superstar. He's been a superstar in college. He sort of fits the bill for what they want to do with revamping their offense now that they've let Justin Fields go. So top of the needs list is definitely quarterback for the Chicago Bears. You then can potentially say defensive edge, defensive lineman. So they have Montez Sweat, who last year, 57 tackles, like 12 and a half sacks, 3 forced fumbles. He's solid. But on the other side, they got DeMarcus Walker, who, 30 tackles, 3 and a half sacks in 2023. So could get some more production off the end. And then I think from a defensive lineman perspective, they got no real talent in the middle of that defense. Let me go back. They do have talent, but they don't have any names that sort of jump off the page as like run stoppers in the middle of that defense. So certainly something that they could be looking for come the second round. Probably not taking it with their picks in the first round because they got some offensive needs that they want to try to build upon. So with the first overall pick, I already mentioned it right at the top of the show. I think the Bears are going with Caleb Williams. And I also mentioned that I don't believe he is the best quarterback in this draft. And on paper, Caleb Williams had a great career at USC. And I think he is going to go on to have a solid NFL career. But I actually think that Jaden Daniels is a better selection at the number one pick if I were the Chicago Bears. But I'm not them, and it looks like they've already married to the idea of bringing in Caleb Williams. At least that's what all of the media suggests. So I'm going to go ahead and put Caleb Williams up on a board at number one overall to the Chicago Bears. So the Chicago Bears actually have two picks for this year's draft. Now, in the first round, they got the number one and the number nine. Now, they have a pretty solid defense. So you're looking at Edmonds and Edwards and Sanborn at linebacker. You've got Tyreek and Jalen and Jaquan on the back end. They added Kevin Burt. There's a lot of folks on the defensive side of the ball. They like I mentioned, need to address that defensive front. But the secondary and the linebacker core seem pretty solid. And with the addition of Keenan Allen to that team, they just added another major offensive weapon. But I think they're going to select another wide receiver with the number 9 overall pick. And I think they're going to go and get the best wide receiver in the draft. And that's Romeo Odunze out of Washington. Dude is big. He's physical. He's a playmaker. Like, if you watched Michael Penix Jr. throw him the ball, you know that this dude is legit. I think he's going to end up being the best wide receiver of this draft class. And certainly There's a long way to go before we figure that out, but I think that is going to be the number 9 pick for the Chicago Bears. They're going to take Odunze, and that's going to be quite the wide receiver room. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Odunze, who's the tight end that just came over from the Chargers as well. Like, they're going to have plenty of weapons for Caleb to throw the ball to with some new additions in the backfield as well. It's going to be quite an offensive show for the Chicago Bears, and hopefully they can build on some of the progress that you could see during last year. But that's where I'm going with the number 1 and the number 9 pick for the Chicago Bears. I'm going Caleb Williams and Romeo Odunze. All right, now we're going to get into Minnesota. Much like the Chicago Bears, Minnesota needs a quarterback. They already sent Kirko to Atlanta. Kirko is getting big paid over there in the ATL. And with that, it leaves quite the void here in Minnesota. Now, they do have quarterbacks. If I'm looking at my big board, I got Jaren Hall is probably the third string quarterback. You got Nick Mullins, who's the backup. And then they brought in Sam Darnold. Now, Sam Darnold is serviceable. He's a veteran. I don't think they're going to go through the whole season with Sam Darnold as their starting quarterback. There is no way that they don't take a QB with their number 11 overall pick. I think they probably try to move up a bit. If they're not going to move up in the draft, I've got them taking with the number 11 overall pick, Michael Penix Jr. Yeah, so you're going to see him go to Minnesota and throw the ball to Justin Jefferson. That should be a pretty good connection. Michael Penix Jr., it does not prefer to get outside of the pocket, although he has some mobility. He prefers to stand there and get rid of the ball. And what better target to throw to than JJ? So I see them going and getting Michael Penix Jr. and him immediately being the lead candidate for the starting role there in Minnesota. Now, I mentioned what their needs are at quarterback, right? If you look, they also got some needs around defensive line and defensive secondary. They lost Danielle Hunter. They lost DJ Wanham. They lost Marcus Davenport, although he got hurt earlier in the year, so he wasn't that much of a factor. But still, they lost some pretty significant folks on that defensive line. They did add Jerry Tillery and Jonathan Bullard, who were both quality adds to that defensive line. But I think that they are probably going to want to address some more defensive line or defensive secondary with that extra pick that they have in the first round. So forgive me if I butcher his name, but I got them taking Jerzan Newton, defensive lineman out of Illinois. This is going to be someone who can give them some additional pressure inside, but you could also potentially bump him to the outside as well and give a little bit of that edge protection, potentially flexing him. So I think go with Newton at that number 23 overall pick. That way they're addressing an offensive need that they have at the quarterback level, which is the highest need they have, and then the defensive lineman. I think they still have a bit of youth in their secondary, so they don't have to address that in the first round. And there's multiple cornerbacks that they could target in the second round with, well, technically they don't have any second or third round picks. So fourth round, they can go out and get a cornerback and just hope that they hit a diamond in the rough. But Minnesota's got to make a real splash with those first two picks in the first round, because again, they don't get a shot at it until the fourth. So I'm going with Michael Penix Jr. with the number 11 overall pick, and then I'm going to go with Newton with that 23rd overall pick. All right, so we're going to move into the Green Bay Packers. Now, the needs that I have listed for them is either a DB or a safety. Second is some offensive lineman help. They just have a lack of depth in the offensive line, and so that is certainly an area that they likely want to address. And then potentially in the linebacker core, where you have Quay Walker or Preston Smith or Lucas Van Ness, some folks who are solid, but could you get some more depth at the linebacker position? So in the first round, Green Bay has one pick. They have the number 25 overall pick. With their offensive line being so thin and them drafting closer to the bottom of the first round, I think Green Bay will likely target Cameron Kitchens, the safety out of Miami, with their 25th overall pick. This would be a great addition to a secondary that includes Jair Alexander, Kason Nixon, Carrington Valentine. He's coming along. Hopefully the second year is better than the first year. And then Corey Ballantyne. This is going to give them some help over the top. give them someone who can run, who can play the run and the pass. I think Kitchens is going to be an awesome pickup if they get him at 25. They can afford to not take him at 25, but I don't think they get a chance to pick up quality safety help at 41, which is the next time that they pick. So I would be going after Kitchens with that number 25 overall pick if I was Green Bay, adding to my secondary and hopefully being able to add some offensive lineman depth at that 41 or the 58th overall pick that they have in the second round. Because again, they have a good starting five. It's just they don't have very much depth on the offensive line. So I think if they could just add some youth and some depth, they can do that in the second round and be just fine with those two picks that they have in the second round. But first round, I'm going after the skill player that they need the most, which is going to be that secondary help from a safety perspective. And then Detroit, since we're trying to keep the show concise, Detroit needs help in a couple of places. Detroit needs help at wide receiver. They need help at cornerback, and they need help on the defensive line. Here's why I say that. Amon-Ra is amazing, and we all know that. Jameis Williams, he's not exactly a one-trick pony, right? He's got the deep ball. You could hand the ball off to him, but I haven't seen him effectively run a route across the middle, working out. I mean, his post game is pretty good, but he is the over-the-top target. Amon-Ra is slicing you up in the middle. And then you've got like Khalif Raymond, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Like that third spot is not ideal with the Lions. And they've been able to work around it. I mean, again, they have the tight ends that they work the ball to. They work the ball out of the backfield as well. So they've got weapons. But wide receiver is a position that they could potentially target to get some more talent. They also need cornerback help. So they did go out and get Amika Robertson. And they also got Carlton Davis to replace the void created in the secondary by the DB that they had to let go that they just paid a bunch of money to. So it does help them there. But then the next two I think I got is like Vildor and Mosley. Not ideal for the third and fourth DB to not be like staple, especially when you spread out the defense the way that the Lions like to do in their defensive scheme. So cornerback help would be nice. Wide receiver help would be nice. And then defensive line. So they strengthened it by bringing DJ Reader on. You could tell that they wanted to attempt to address concerns because, again, they brought in Robertson and Carlton Davis. They brought in Davenport from Minnesota, although I mentioned earlier he was hurt last year, so didn't do a whole lot in Minnesota. He hasn't done a whole lot over the last 2 years, so I hope he's a welcome addition, but they still have Kaminsky there on the other side on the other side of the line away from Aiden Hutchinson. So they still got time to need to fill in that defensive line area, and I don't think it is the biggest need. I think you have wide receiver concerns and cornerback concerns out of Detroit. So Detroit has the number 29 overall pick, and if I look at my big board, I was hoping, right, that Kool-Aid McKinstry would be available down at 29, but I don't think he will be. And so I've got the Lions taking the best wide receiver talent that's left on the board at the time, which is Xavier Worthy out of Texas. Now, I know that's probably not a super, like, exciting pick for them, although he, if you haven't watched his games, is very talented. I think that most people, if you're looking at the way the Detroit Lions have drafted and what they've made a priority is their defense, they're probably going to go after somebody on the defensive side of the ball, someone like, I don't know, like who I got? I got Chop Robinson going after Xavier Worthy. If Chop Robinson is left on the board, I got some buddies who believe that the Lions are probably going to go after them because they're a defensive-focused team, or at least focused on improving their defense and that being sort of the staple of who they are. But I've got him taking Xavier Worthy, a wide receiver, to add to the core. He's not huge. He doesn't really strike you as the big possession receiver, but certainly someone who is going to be an added addition, another layer to the many layers that are going on within the Detroit Lions wide receiver core. So that's who I've got going in the first round for all four teams. Again, I said Caleb Williams, Romeo Odunze, Michael Penix Jr., Is it Zahir? I'm messing up your first name. Newton out of Illinois going to number 23 to Minnesota. I've got Green Bay taking Kitchens out of Miami. And then Detroit taking Xavier Worthy in the first round at number 29. Whew! Look, I'll be honest with you. Going through who's going to be off the board and still available is a pretty big task. I don't see how most folks do it, because as I work through this first round, I'm thinking, man, if this person goes here, then the Lions won't get them, and then the Bears won't get this, and it's a whole lot to work out. But with that being said, I'm going to reveal to you my top 10 picks coming out of the 2024 draft. This is who I believe are going to go top 10. And then if you watch the YouTube channel or you tap in with me on Instagram, you can see my whole first mock round for the first round of the draft, and interact with me, man. I'd love to hear whether or not you believe I am on something with these picks that I got, or if I'm right in line with where you think folks are going to land. So let me pull up my list here. That way I can zoom in just a bit for you. All right. So number one, we already talked about Caleb Williams going to the Chicago Bears from USC. Now, if I tear some of these names up, forgive me, blame it on my head, not my heart, right? All right, so number two, the Washington Commanders. I actually have them taking Jaden Daniels out of LSU. Quarterback, look, I think he's the best quarterback in this draft. But, hey, jury's still going to be out whether or not he's going to have the kind of career that you project the number one overall having, like Caleb Williams. But I got Washington going and getting Jaden Daniels. At number three, New England, I've got them taking Drake May out of North Carolina. Drake May could sling the rock. And the one thing that they were not getting out of Bailey Zappe and whoever else was in New England was someone who can sling the rock. Now, certainly they got to protect him, right? But he's going to let the ball go. Didn't play against amazing competition throughout his whole time in college, but whatever. He clearly is very talented. So I got number three, New England, taking Drake May. He seems like he might fit that New England scheme as well. Number four, Arizona. I think they take the first wide receiver off the board, and that's Marvin Harrison Jr. He's slated as being the best wide receiver coming out of college. I disagree again. I've got Odunze as the best receiver, but whatever, you can disagree with me, but I don't think that Arizona is going to pass on a chance to take Marvin Harrison Jr. when they don't have a quarterback concern. They know who their quarterback of the future is. Going at number five. Now, this one I debated with a couple of my friends. So I've got the Los Angeles Chargers taking Brock Bowers out of Georgia, tight end. Who takes a tight end number five overall? Well, this kid is solid, super solid. If you've seen any of Georgia's games, you know he's a quality player. But the reason my friends disagree with me is because they watch University of Michigan football. And having Harbaugh there in LA, the focus is probably be on protection and offensive linemen, being able to go and get someone like the kid out of, Oregon State. Someone who can protect Herbert, and then they're going to run the ball a lot. So my pick for this one could be a little off, but if you've got the number five pick, he's still on the board. A solid pick, Bowers out of Georgia. Number six, I've got the Giants taking Malik Nabers out of LSU. If you've seen the Giants play, you know they need offensive help. They need some weapons. I mean, they need a quarterback who's in there too. But once Daniel Jones comes back, if they allow him to throw the ball instead of trying to do a run option like this is, high school, then maybe Malik Nabers will be just what they need to be able to stretch the field, some playmaking over the top, someone who they can truly have as a number one wide receiver, because they don't really have a number one wide receiver right now. All right, so now that we got the Giants out of the way at six, at number seven, I got Tennessee taking Joe Alt out of Notre Dame, a tackle. Protection. I think they got potentially who they want to be their starting quarterback in Tennessee. They just got to give him some protection, give him some time to throw the ball, and potentially pick up some weapons later on in the draft. But I got him taking Joe Alt at number seven. Number eight, this one is iffy to me. There's some new offensive weapons in town in Atlanta. And I don't think they're going to go offensive side of the ball. I think they're going to go defensive side of the ball and try to shore up their secondary. So I got them taking Cooper DeJean. I think it's DeJean. Sorry if I'm messing up your name. Coming out of Iowa. He's a DB. Haven't seen much of him play, but I hear that he's ranked pretty highly. Coming off of an injury, though, so we'll see how he responds and if that injury is going to have anything to do with his draft stock. At the number 9 spot, I mentioned already that I thought Chicago Bears are going to take Romeo Odunze, and I believe him to be the best wide receiver in this draft. I got him going at number 9. And to round out the top 10, I got the New York Jets taking Keon Coleman, wide receiver out of Florida State. I know I got some wide receivers going pretty high up in this draft, but they need some help as well. They got Garrett Wilson, and that's pretty much it. And so I want to make sure that I stress the fact that I think they're trying to give Rodgers some weapons to make him competitive this year, because they're going all in on this being the Jets' year. So those are my top 10 picks for the draft. Again, I will put up, if you're on YouTube, I will add the rest of the draft picks that I think are going to go in the first round. If you're not on YouTube and you don't want to head there, you can certainly hit us up on Instagram. We are Headed North Podcast. I appreciate you listening to today's show. Try to keep it brief for you. Talk about the first round. I don't know if I'm going to get to second and third round, because it can get a little dicey once you get out of the first round about where everybody's going to go and when people start making trades. But for sure, I got my first round picks up, and hopefully we can come back and fact check these after the draft, which is less than 2 weeks away. As always, if you're still here, greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening to the show. And if you come back next week, which I hope you do, make sure you got your bags packed, because we are headed north. I'm D-Tron. Peace.
Are you still talking about football?
Yeah, football. NFC North.
Then let's talk football.